Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
Matthew 27 verse 29 says, "They made a crown out of thorn branches and they placed it on his head." There's a wonderful old hymn written by Isaac Watts, which says, "See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown?" Jesus wore a crown of thorns so that you could wear a crown of glory. Thorns in Scripture represent sin. In Eden, when Adam and Eve disobeyed, God said, "Cursed is the ground because of you. Both thorns and thistles it will grow for you." It's in Genesis chapter 3. Later, he told Israel that unless they purged the land of their enemies, they would be like thorns in their side, in Numbers 33:55. Solomon cautioned in Proverbs 22 verse 5, "Corrupt people walk a thorny, treacherous road." And Jesus warned, Matthew chapter 7:16, "You can detect them by the way they act, just as you identify a tree by its fruit. You never need to confuse grapevines with thorn bushes." Author Max Lucado writes that the crown of thorns that Jesus wore represented all our sins. As we were caught in the brambles of envy, anger, shame, discouragement, guilt, bitterness, and unforgiveness, so Jesus, who knew no sin, became an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Not once did Christ use his supernatural powers for personal comfort. With just a word, he could have transformed the hard earth into a soft bed, hurled the spit of his accusers right back into their faces, and paralyzed the hand of the soldier who braided the thorns. But he didn't. Instead, Colossians 2:14 tells us he cancelled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to Christ's cross. And he did it with you in mind. Just amazing. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.